The latest population numbers were presented to the Nooshiegak Fish and Game Advisory Committee during their meeting Tuesday in Dillingham. Andy Aderman is a biologist with the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge.
Counted 926 in early July. That's up a little bit from a year before.
The photo census that was conducted last year found a minimum of 902 caribou on the Nooshiegak Peninsula. The caribou on the peninsula are subject to some hunting pressure, and Aderman reported that 70 permits were made available in Manicotick, Dillingham, and Alegnegek for the fall caribou hunt. 46 permits were issued to Dillingham area residents, 10 permits were given to Alegnegek area residents, and 14 permits were issued to residents of the Manicotick area. Aderman has learned that at least 4 caribou have already been taken in the fall hunt that runs through the end of the month. Aderman confirms that the issued permits can roll over into the winter hunt if needed.
More than likely, we'll be issuing a bunch more permits for the winter hunt. We'd like to, keep that herd around 750 if we can. We did kill 109 last year, which is the third highest total ever in the history of that hunt.
Hunting on the Nooshiegak Peninsula caribou herd got started back in 1995. Aderman confirmed that planning is underway to hold a meeting in November of the Nooshiegak Peninsula Caribou Planning Committee. During that meeting, it's anticipated the committee will review the latest population estimates and will make recommendations about hunting on the Nooshiegak Peninsula caribou herd. Caribou were reintroduced to the Nooshiegak Peninsula back in 1988 after being absent from the peninsula for over 100 years. At the time, 146 caribou were released. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.